Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesibili mhlaka 13 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela ezigabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo.
Ele Melika selethe seyindodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. U-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShitagwirei libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo.
Umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu iAmerica ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo.
Uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eWashington DC. Ihlandla lama-semifinals awe-FIFA World Cup liqala namuhla ngomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Argentina le-Croatia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende waseMelika izolo wethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShitagwirei uSandra Mpunga izijeziso zenotho esithi ababili laba benza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo i-corruption. Ugatsha lukahulumende weMelika olwe-Office of Foreign Assets Control i-OFAC lwazise ukuthi uMnangagwa Jr. lo mkatagwirei bafakelwe izijeziso lezi ndawonye lonqobile Magwizi lo obhey Chimuka kanye lamankampani amavila lobudlelwano lotagwirei abalisa Fossil Agro kanye le-Fossil Contracting. Izijeziso lezi zandulele umhlangano omkhulu ophakathi kukamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden labakhokheli bamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit oqala namuhla khonapha eWashington DC. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga kulomhlangano ngoba ungomunye wamalunga e-ZANU-PF afakelwa izijeziso zenotho nguhulumende waseMelika ebethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kazulu. UMnumzana Kulakwa Shitagwirei ongumnikazi wenkampani yeSakunda Holdings njalo engumngane kamongameli Mnangagwa yena wetheswa izijeziso ngo-2020. Elemelika lazise njalo ukuthi selesule amabizo amanye amalunga ezanu-PF alitshumi lasikhombisa 17. Kuluhlu lwalo lwezijeziso abalisa uMnumzana Rugare Kumbo, u-Ignatius Chombo, Nicholas Koche labanye. Sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla le-CCC eMelika uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
I-America lokhu iqhubeka ngendaba yabo yama-sanctions, thina we have nothing to do with it. U-champion in chief uChamisa wakhuluma ngakho wathi ama-sanctions kumele ahambe, but i-America la ibone ngantha kuqakathekile abakwenzayo.
Ithi njalo iMelika abantu laba baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo esingathi yi-corruption. Okuludaba lani elihlala likhala ngalo ukuthi inkohlakalo ivelela kakhulu kuhulumende, lingathini ngalokho?
Hayi, njengoba ngikhulume kuqala laphana ngisithi mina iAmerika layo ifaka izijeziso after sebebona ukuthi inkohlakalo ihamba kanjani. So thina njenge-CCC saqala sikhuluma from the beginning ukuthi ama-sanctions kumele akhitshwe, but ma bebone kuqakathekile ukuthi bafake njenge-Amerika, hhayi thina siyaphonga ukukhangela lathi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani.
abezanu PF bona bathu kuthele bathi izijeziso lezi ziveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende weMelika akazimiselanga ukuvuselela ubudlelwano bakhe leZimbabwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ba mina ngithi mina ma sifuna ukukhangela ukuthi i-economy masikhangela ngendaba ze-economy zamazwe wonke jikelela emhlabeni lapha bahamba through iAmerica noma kuyi-finance, i-financial transactions, i-New York Stock Exchange. So ma iZimbabwe layo ifuna ukukonsidwa, kumele ikhangele ukuthi izijeziso lezi zivela ngaphi, uye bangazilungisa njani. Thina asilandaba lakho lokhu siyi-CCC, ngoba thina sabatshela sathi kumele babone labo ukuthi bayihambisa njani indaba leyo, ukuthi balungise into okumele iAmerica ikhiphe izijeziso.
Yona iZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi iphakathi kwemizamo yokulungisa ubudlelwano bayo leMelika lamanye amazwe eyangentshonalanga esingathi ngama-Western countries. Ngemva kwezijeziso lezi, ubona iZimbabwe iqhubeka yini izama ukudlelana lamazwe la ikakhulu iMelika, kumbe la izahle ikhalale iqalise ukwenza okwayo?
Ehluphayo kathesi mnumzana Nkomo ikuthi we are a small world, we are connected, interconnected amazwe wonke. Imali zonke la ma-financial transactions adlula through iAmerica. So ukuthi iZimbabwe layo izonde ithi siyenze izinto zayo, bawuzama khonokho since 2001 befakelwa izijeziso, akukasebenzi. Siyabona ukuthi kathesi sokuafekta labantu abathengisa amatamatisi ezitradeni eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika. Sixoxe njalo lelunga lezanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena osole kakhulu lezi zijeziso.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela endabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo. Ngoba mina bengibona engazathi lobo sokufanana nokuthi kona usungena emzini womuntu, ngoba wena mhlawumbe uzibona uneziqwanga ezokuthi uyakwazi ukungena lapho ufuna khona. Kukanti akumelanga kube yinto enjalo. Mina bengiqala ukuthi kona babekhangele izinto ababezikhangele ezingakhona komhlabathi nokunye lokho. Kodwa nxasebeze kukhata njengokuthi kona kade iselethethe unkosikazi katabhile nomntana kamongameli babafaka khonapho. Lakhe kahle pho abafuna ukujeziswa kuyini, njalo kunceda ngani, kusiza njani njengelizwe leZimbabwe. Sokudelika nje ukuthi hayi abantu nje abafuna ukujengisela iziqhwala zabo phezu kwabanye abantu.
IMelika baba Chuma ithi abantu laba baphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, yikho nje befakwe kuzijeziso lezi, ikakhulu ekuthiwa badlelana lobaba uTagwirei. IMelika ethi ngumuntu okhohlakeleyo kakhulu.
Umnumzana uTagwirei siye sambona, ngiyabona ebekugraduation ceremony eyesolwesi university, echasisa uhamba wakhe ikhampani ubana yakuqala njani njalo ngowapha umnyaka ngangale phambanii, ngiyabona wathi ngo-2001 ne-2003 ekhula waze wafaka indlu yakhe, wathengisa indlu yakhe ukuthi akhulisele ibhizinisi yakhe, wakhuliseya phambili. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi kona abantu abanjenge-America ekhuluma nge-democracy njalo nokuthi umuntu nxa etsha wona uwonile uqala ahanjiswe emthethwandaba andibana ukuthi yosuba yiwonile, but umuntu uyaprecharge lina afake kuhle phambi komthethwandaba. Pho bona nabe ngiyakhuluma ngokuthi bona oTagwirei yabona labo unkosikazi wakhe labo bayenza i-corruption eyinto esingakayiboni thina lapha, ngoba izini ama-courts ethu asibe zatawule ekhona esiyaya yamtraya genezi yambamba ukuthi yenze ulutho olubi.
Ungathi izijeziso lezo kwengezwa kwazo kuchiya imizamo yeZimbabwe leMelika zokuthi zivuselele ubudlelwano ingapi?
Yona imandla kakhulu sibili, ngoba Angiyabona umongameli welizwe uthethe isinqumo sokuthi bona iZimbabwe izaba umngani wamazwe wonke, ayifuni ukuthi ibe nesika ngitsho lasinye. Yikho ubona ethethe uhlelo lalolo lokuthi bona engage and re-engage. Xa ngithi engage sithi abanye mhlawumbe bethi ngazalani labo sidinge ubudlelwane labo. I-re-engagement ilabo ebevele sizalana labo. Kodwa sakuthi sesingasazwanani sesifuna ukuthi sibuyele bengayo bakithi mayoyo asikhulume nomlotha sibuyele sisizwane njalo njengakhulumo esiyenza makuqala manje pho laba sebesebetengisa-ke lokwana sithi ngesingizi i-big brother mentality okukhuluma nje ibhuli inolokonokwana nje ukuthi kona ufuna ukuhlukumeka njeti utshengise kona wena ulamandla ukuthi ungayenza ngitsho la yini oyithandayo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ulilunga lebandla lezano PF. Sixoxela ekobulawa yo. Kusenjalo uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika obizwe ngomongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden. UBiden uzahlangana labakhokheli bamazwe e-Afrika laba khonapha eWashington DC. Bekhulumisana ngokuchiyeneyo okugoqela amabhizimusi. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga ngoba wetheswa izijeziso iMelika isithi akahloniphi amalungelo kaZulu. IZimbabwe izamelwa ngumphathintambo wayo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba emhlanganweni lo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu, kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqakatheke kubani. Ungabe uqakatheke kuwona ama-Afrika noma uqakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni? Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela akade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lase-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology, yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa. Kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano-ke, uBiden uzama-ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu ebeselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Babunkomo akekho kulo mhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKulakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando wokuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisithi zizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala, bamkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigqize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona-ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakhe ubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le i-South Africa, o-Kenya, sikungena o-Zambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa-ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America
sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela sibonile izano ithaya abantu ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Sixoxela ekwele South Africa. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ithi ugatsha lwezempilakahle solulaye abongi ukuthi baye emhlanganweni kamongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa eHarare kusasa ozaqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi nyika inobakwaneveni bayo kumbe ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi. I-Chronicle ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqaphe isimo kwezempilakahle kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 kwele Botswana. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7 linjani, linjani wasakazi wethu lesouth endawa zeZimbabwe ezingathathi hlangothi. Angilankani ngento yenziwe nguChiwenga. UChiwenga akalanhloni sibili. Esuka khona lekibe emashwela lende siyavulisa isibhedlela ematitlende siyakhiwe ngabantwana besigaba. Abantwana besigaba bazakhele beyakhela abadala babo. So uChiwenga sezovulisa isibhedlela leso ezoqhatha abantu bakibo khona ngale bavele emashwela lende. Akulungakho lokho yena abakwenza uChiwenga. Akulunga ngampela. Ikliniki le bekumele ukuthi ivulwe ngomasebhu abesigaba ngoba into le yenziwe abantu babo. Wona uChiwenga uma efuna ukuvula ikliniki igaba yakhe eyabo iklinika behambe beyivulela abantu nje. Uhulumeni athi bathi bawuhulumeni wabantu kanti manje uma bewuhulumeni wabantu wabantu bazakhela njani namaklinika unabekhona. It's not fair. UChiwenga akuthi nje abantu abangalanhloni kabayangeki. Umuntu wakhona uyaphonga kuwavele ebantwini nje into engayakhwanga nguwe vele kadingeki kade ngadingeki uChiwenga. Kanti sibahle baze baqeda inyama baqede ezakhamizi izinyama esuka khona le eHarare sokuqedela abantu baseplumpa inyama yabo shuwala amasosha abe uChiwenga. Hayi hayi zinuke namagwaba abantu bemashona lady. Hawu okunye kuyayangisa manje.
Msakazi angibingelele msakazi wamomuhle labalaleli bonke linjani basakazi bethu okhuluma ngesijumba msakazi bengithi lami ngeke ngiphawule lolu daba lolu lama MPs lawa athola imali ezinkulu kangako abantu behlupheka sazi labo lawo ma MP lawa kusibo bantu okufanele ukuthi bamela abantu ngoba buka ke bathatha leyo mali begijimisa ukwakha izindlu zabo bakhohle ukuthi bathethe imali yelizwe ngabe bathatha leyo mali bavule amaplazi kulinywe loba amatamatisi loba yini ezenza abantu bakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi abantu baselizweni ilizwe lakhiwe. So kuyacaca ukuthi lokho ngabantu nje abafuna ukuzidlela abafuna ukudla esiswini sabo kuphela abamelanga abantu. So abafunakala abantu abanjalo kuyimi engibaphethe vele benyashe mbaxotshe same time hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe benizothini abafanelanga kumela abantu labo msakazi. Imali msakazi ayinikezwe abantu abasebenza ngaphandle kwelizwe yibo abantu abazoza leplan yokwakha ilizwe yibo abantu abalomqondo wokusebenza abangeke bathathe imali bayidlalise. Mina ngokubona kwami lawa ama MP kuyafana le mali lama 15,000 la esenzwa kuthiwa anikezwa ama overdraft kudala benzani ngayo.
Olubonani basazi beStudio 7 siyalibingelela njalo boChris Gandhi labontongamini Nkomo ngomsebenzi omuhleli wenzayo lapho. Hayi sithanda ukubonga imibuzo elibuzo obaba uGahule yababuza impela ngikhorathini esezweni uyafuna ukuphendula laphana yezwakala ngemali le yokuthiwa kumele ube namapulazi kulungiseni lokuze ngezelele ugesi ngendaba zamasola kumbe ezomoya kanjani njani kuyezwakala impela ukuthi kule mali ezafakwa lapho kodwa kulabantu abakhathi hiwa ngoba Maunga kumbulu utu zbuse si mkete nini. Gwenza gane ni gwenza gana njuwe kuruma babarabutu mkotu ya sari ngapelanga. Matamaa sari ngapelanga gubanyo la hini. Mautu ya pega nyakuzi ya linganisele South Africa uti yes kumna ya kupega mwakesi. Yes of course South Africa. Nito zangu kwana. Bezi kila wabina liyo mpilezi kila kwana la pobosa mpilezi mte hivyo. Wata kutesa kukaluku zela babona babona utu kune korafin. Baba petulula baba chie baba chaili. Line linga fumugu kulu nyoko nge sabeta. Maumunga nilu wala kesa dasa jene marenga ni 20 ringa ama millions ama dola achonjenji. What about ili inakona ngapo ili ngafunuku kulu nyo wani ngafunuku solo. Nile mali ini gini. Izi mali nanzu zi apu mama 500 million utuwa ama grantila nigezo wana ama ministers. Kandika asebenzi ama ministers wana lao. Asebenzi na umbuzi wata wa asebenzi ni mali onki renga la ili ezdege laguna neti akula lutu ezgole ni siya nigezo utuwa sisi tenge na mapu. Wote wano mnanga waka batile funsabanta wabu izi njuzi ezgole skole.
Simbone Studio 7 simbone ninjani na hai nami ngiyaphila sibona nje uyaluyalu
obezwe lakithi
kunento njengibuza eyodwa kubantu laba abayemukele i-40,000 yebo yini imali ye-fraud le into engiyibuzayo ukuthi kati i-government yake yaba nemali kumbe imali abantu abakulona i-bank so lapha kulombuzo onzima kini engizibuza wona ukuthi hawu kati uhamba njani iZimbabwe zile bank kumbe i-reserve bank yiyo eboleka abantu imali ekuthiwa ngiyakubona so le mali le ebalelwa izandla ile problem so ke into engizama ukuyichazisela abantu lapha ukuthi hayi lapha abantu laba abayemukela imali sebeyemukela imali ngendlela engayisiyo ngoba ayila bank statement ukuthi imali ngithole ebank kwahamba kanje 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 so enye into engizama ukuyifaka lapha ukuthi ama-MPs bengazami ukuzidefenda ngento engalaa msebenzi bona bariseve imali yobusela.
Ngiyangithi ukulibingelela abalaleli nabasakazi be-Studio 7. Eyi nami ngithi inhliziyo yami kuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu ngalo ubaba abawuthi ngigawule lowo. Mina ngenze ngifise nje ngibe ngihambisane lo munye ubaba kwakhuluma wathi imali yabeliswelo kokuthi lifake umuntu ongakhuluma lani ekhulumela izanu ngalula lifake izinja nje zikhonkothe than kufake ugawule. Ugawule into ayikhuluma akayazi ukuthi umi kuphi akakwazi. Vele singamfanana sasithi ngumalulwane nje ukuthi kuyaphapha inyoni kodwa ungakubheka kahle ligundwane isinanakazana akaqedakali ukuthi yena umi kuphi ugawule unjani.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC lisungula umhlangano walo wokukhetha abakhokheli abatsha kuliviki ngesikhathi lisesa kakhulu inani labantu abasekela leli bandla. Umsakazo munye uthi umongameli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin kasoze aqhube umhlangano wakhe avame ukuwenza ephendula imibuzo yentatheli zindaba lonyaka. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi uPutin ehluleke ukwenza lomhlangano phakathi kweminyaka elithumi edluleyo. Isizathu asaziwa. Kodwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia liphakathi kokulwisana lele Ukraine. Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo we-VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar. Ihlandla lama-semifinals omncintiswano weFIFA World Cup lisungulwa namuhla kwele Qatar. Ngomdlalo ophakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. IMorocco eyilolodwa iqembu laseAfrika eselisele kwimidlalo idlala leFrance kusasa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda.
IMorocco edume igama lokuthi the Atlas Lions igengule iPortugal 1-0 emdlalweni wabo wama-quarterfinals benza imbali enkulu ngoba kungela qembu le-Afrika elake lafika kulesi sibanga. Umnumzana Thulani Ndlovu uthi imidlalo yalo nyaka ibe simanga ngoba kade kungena muntu obekhalele impumela ezikhona manje.
Khanye ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona kuzathatha itim engazake ithathe lapha ngokubona kwami. Khangelela uChrissy idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu, idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu. IMorocco la ingathi iseduzane. Kuri ukarasa si wazi vile Spain ndi baba phakathi o Brazil wapa nomuyeli wesikhathi sikhalisa nje uyabungathi ukucinga ukuyagcina ku Spain ndi Brazil ndi lapho Argentina ama phezi vela asize sangaboni ngisho ukuthi ngoba I think mina nzini vele ibhora ndivukele ka 1
akufakazwa ngesinye njalo esakamiza kobulawa uNico Khumalo.
Hawe uyabona le World Cup le ibhujanti itricky kodwa definitely iArgentina ngibona izathatha ngoba angithi uyabona iArgentina ngehistory even if they start slow they get stronger with every stage they get to and then again Messi is the driving force because he needs to set he needs to equal Maradona's status by winning at least the World Cup. He has won everything.
Santo Dube uthi iqembu leMorocco yilo lizothatha inkezo yeWorld Cup.
Asiyesabo olokuzena uMessi. Hayi akula kudaba nabo uMessi. Umodistin dami orubali ground yonke sidalela mnandi namanye ama-teammates akhe basapota nakuhle sibi. Croatia versus Morocco final.
Isithatha Croatia.
First African team uyangena ku-final. Morocco. Ba ama team amakhulu nalawa utotwa kulabo German labo bani bahle bephume masinya sesadina wabo Brazil labo German ni dominance yabo.
Umnumzana Matuseli Dlamini weMpopoma ngomunye wabathi ngeke babhejele imidlalo le futhi.
Lapha yi 50-50 sisa lapha any team ingathatha. But ngaba le apha yendi mboni chance ingathatha.
Argentina na Messi.
Isayiphothi layo but kwezi ama department amanye hayi ngani yale kare.
Abesifazane abakhuthazwa ngudokotela Osindi ukuthi bangahluphani labo mkabo nxa befuna ukubukela ibhola kumabonakude.
Ukuthi kube mnandi endlini ngaleso sikhathi so kumele mama umsapoti ubaba mayithanda ibhora kungaba ngi-remote ukuthi wena usufuna ukubukela lokhyana lalokhyana umsapoti ngoba i-World Cup is just for a short time iyadlula kodwana amasobi aphele ahlele khona. Ngizithandela nje amateammate e-Africa lapha but sendilahliswe iSenegal leGhana ndasisile kodwa hayi ithemba lami sengikhangelele yona iMorocco.
Mama kumasemifinals iqembu leCroatia lana lele Argentina kodwa ngolwesithathu ebusuku iMorocco idlala leFrance. Amaqembu amabili anqoba kulimdlalo azadibana ngesonto kubanga intezo yeWorld Cup ka-2022 eQatar. Ngimanethido 7 igabula mwezo Jesus Bar.
Sibonge ijaha elidala uEzra Chisasvanda. Singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Elemelika selethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uEmmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho ndawonye lonkosikazi kakulakwashe Tagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo. Uqala namhla umhlangano wokugxilisa wabudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eMelika. Ihlandla lama-semifinals awe-FIFA Soccer World Cup liqala namhlanje ngomdlalo phakathi kwe-Argentina le-Croatia. Kwanele mthwakazi omuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-half past 7 na. Asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-half past 6. Yimi uNtungamilinkomo, litshone kuhle.